Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Take breaks on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Money, 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 money.
You know how that's possible? Because we don't know how to financially manage our food. That's how that's possible. That we don't believe in ourselves. That we don't think wealthy. I'm going to give you some examples of how poor people think. For one, poor people think they trade their time for money. Wealthy people don't trade time for money. Wealthy people's mindset is different. So in order to change where you're at, you first must change your mindset. Because I can promise you that you continue to do the same thing that you have been doing, next year, your situation is going to be worse than it is right now. And that's a promise. And I know that because the economy is in a fall. The economy is going down. It's not getting better. It's going down. So if you're continuing to just go paycheck to paycheck now, you're making ends now, at any time, what are you going to do when the economy completely goes down? What are you going to do then? So I want to challenge everybody to change your mindset. Stop trading your time for money. Learn how to let money work for you, because time is something you cannot get back. But we need it. You know, us as women, we trade time for money, we compromise my values and beliefs for money, and same thing. Let's stop that. What if I told you I can teach you how to stop it? I'm going to give some examples of different ways of thinking, because I want to challenge you guys to think different. Be completely different. Okay? Tell me if this is you. Poor people are fearful on investment and rather get paid hourly salary wages. They need the job security every week, knowing how much they're going to get paid. How many of you are like that? How many of you guys love job stability? So, honestly, that's why you haven't been achieving your financial dreams and your goals. Because you say, you know what, I need a job because I got ready to do it. I need this. I have to pay this. I have to get a job. I have to get a job. You go on to your body goes into a shop. I can't start a business now. I can't go out and pay this because I have kids. I have this. I have that. But did you know that price that you're paying is expensive? That's why you're not wealthy. Because when you have a 9-to-5 job, you put a cap on a level of amount of money you get. If I make $15 an hour, it's only so many hours in a day. So I'm limited. So I'll never acquire the wealth because it's not enough time in a day. And I never know what some of y'all hear. You know, for some people are looking right now and they're saying, are you encouraging me not to have a job? That's not what I'm saying to you. I understand we all have to. At some point, some people, depending on your situation, your circumstances, you have to get a job. What I'm saying is you're going to seek a 9-to-5 job, have a better place for submission. Because I want you to get in a mind state of thinking. We only use 10% of our brain right now. With the technology, the computers, everything that's going on in the technical world, we're probably going to be in 5%. You know, so a lot of you are listening to it and you say, hey, I like jobs today. You're going to be wealthy. I can promise you that. There is no person that is wealthy that relies on active income. Active income is your job. That's called active income. In order to be wealthy, you need active as well as passive income. If you're listening to me, you don't even know what active and passive income is, you're probably not wealthy. But don't worry, because I'm going to dissect that at a later time. I may not be able to get to that this time, but I will dissect that for you. That way you can start acquiring passive income as well as that. Wealthy people also surround themselves with people that are more successful than them. Poor people surround themselves around people that they like to be in their company. Let me say that again. That slogan, burger, and set us off together, you show me your plans and I'll show you your future. just a saying that's based on research. The most wealthiest people, the people who have acquired wealth, have surrounded themselves around other people that are smarter than them, that already have what they are seeking to gain. Why? Because of mindset. The mindset is totally different from a person that has money and a person that doesn't. Persons that do not have money, their conversations may go somewhere. Girl, I can't do that. I'm broke. I don't get paid this week. I always can't do that. Money is always seen to be the topic of a broke person or a poor person. They're limited. I can't do this. I can't go out of the country. I can't go here. I don't have the money for this. I don't have this. I don't have that. And their topic of discussion seems to be money, as though it's a course of something that's holding it, suffocating it. Richer people conversations go, sure, where do you want to go? Let's do it. No problem. Why? Because they have a passive income, which means they're making money in their sleep. They're not trading their time for money, so their time is free. That's what I want you guys to figure out and listen to. How can we get this? Another example of poor people and wealthy people. Poor people think knowledge stops. Wealthy people seek to always gain knowledge. I'm going to go back to belief. Now, it is my belief that if you go to college, you're going to get a good job, you're going to be wealthy. You're going to get a husband, you're going to have kids, you're going to have a very good life. That was what I was taught to believe. I didn't necessarily believe it, but I was taught to believe it. Remember, I said belief had to be taught. I was taught to believe it. And that's what exactly my mother taught. If you do this, this is what they say to do this. So I thought, once I finished with college, I was done. Okay, now where is this book? What's going on? I have this degree. I need this piece of paper. Now what else do I do? I thought it was over. I thought that was just the end. But that's because I was speaking from a poor person's point of view. Now that I'm older and I'm wiser, I would have known that that's not the end. I would have known education never stops. My mindset is different now. So now I teach my kids education never stops. Don't seek to get a degree and think that's it. I honestly wouldn't even have a degree because then I'm paying vaccine loans, affecting my credit and all types of stuff. And I didn't even understand what credit did and how credit works. And a lot of you in that same place, you have been taught to believe that if you do this and you do this, you can achieve it. I want you to jump in the passenger, jump at the passenger seat and jump in the driver's seat. And I also want you to tell your passengers. The passengers are people that are always telling you what you should do in your whole life. You should do this. You should go to college. You should get a job. You should do this. You can't do this. You know, some of the passengers, maybe your mom, my parents, my family, with my passengers. No, go to school. Get a husband. You do this. You do this. But that was my passenger. It wasn't until I decided to go out. So I want to encourage you, if that's you, and it's people in your life, in your passenger. I want you to respectfully tell them to get out of your vehicle. I want you to say, can I drive? You ever been with somebody, and you drive, and they turn that time around, go here, go up. And it's confusing, almost making you get into an accident. That's how your life is right now. You have so many people dictating what you should be. Go here, do this, do that. That you're not believing, you're not relying on yourself. So I want to encourage you to tell people, let me drive. Just let me drive. Matter of fact, get out of my car. If you're trying to get to the same destination, I'm going to take your own path. Because sometimes we have to isolate ourselves. We have to get into a survival mindset, and we have to isolate ourselves. You need to drive by yourself. And you're going to find out what is wise about yourself. You're going to be in your own lane. There's going to be other cars on the road. They may be driving at the same speed as you. Some may be faster than you. But you really don't know yet if you're going to the same destination. You ever been driving and parking behind you for a while and not coming on the side of the train? Oh, maybe they're going to the place I'm going to. They make a left turn. And you realize it's been running. That's how your life is. That's the metaphor for your life. If you stay in your lane and you know where your destiny or where your destination is, you'll reach it. The minute you try to be off and go into other people's lane and other people's directions, you get lost. So I want to encourage you guys to change your mindset and believe. Really believe in yourself. And again, belief is something that has to be taught. Some people say, how do you teach belief? You teach belief by finding people doing what it is you want to do. You know, some people, they have circumstances and situations. They use that as a quote to say, I'm not here because I was born this way. I'm black. Carlos, I apologize. The phone had, the devil is alive, the devil is alive, it's not going to stop me. The devil is alive. See, he don't want y'all to get this good knowledge. He don't want to get y'all this good knowledge. I think I left off with belief. I think I left off with how do you teach belief? Belief is something you have to be taught. You believe when you see. Get somebody, when you see somebody else wealthy that necessarily came from your hood, or we had a lot of beliefs in society, and as minorities when Obama became president, he sparked beliefs in us. Okay, he's from Chicago, he's a black man, he can do it, I can do it. That was an example of belief being taught. You have to self-teach yourself how to believe. I'm going to dissect that a little more in a different conversation, but due to the time, I got to get into the teaching. So I'm going to recap. The first step to acquiring wealth is you have to change your mindset. Everything that you have been taught, you need to erase it. Why I say erase it? Because you're not where you want to be in life. So that means you need to erase it. You need to change your mindset. You need to believe in yourself. You also need your words and your actions to line up. What I mean by that is a lot of people say, hey, I believe I'm being successful. You know, and we take it out of context when we say speak into existence. We be, oh no, I'm prophesizing, I'm gonna be rich. And we just start saying this without an action plan. And it becomes just dead words. We really mean what we're saying, but our actions not lining up. We know we want something, but we don't know how to get it. And you know what? I'm going to say it's not even we don't know, we don't see it. Because we don't believe that we can actually achieve it. A lot of people don't start businesses or don't do things because of fear. I'm scared. So you fail before you even try. Failure is to never try at all. But that's false in the belief. They don't believe. Some say you need to believe, you need to change your mindset, and you also need to change your circle. Your circle of friends you're hanging with, you need to change that. Your inner circle, the people that affect your day-to-day life, if they're not on the same path that you're on, you need to change it. You need to hang around people that are in a position to help you. Again, people that are in a position to help you. If you may be one of them people that say, hey, I'll give a person my last $5. You know, we have some real genuine people out here. I never feel. I'll give that person my last $5. Now, I want to hit you. You're probably not wealthy and you're not going to be wealthy. And I say that because every time you sacrifice for one, you kill the multitude of many. Because if you actually go ahead and become wealthy, you can help a multitude of people. But if you keep sacrificing, helping one, you're limiting yourself. So again, if you're that type of person, you're not wealthy and you're not going to be wealthy. Does that mean I'm telling you can't help people? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Change your state of mind. That's a poor person's state of mind. Change your state of mind. A rich person is going to say, I got a family depending on me. I got friends depending on me. I can't help them if I can't help myself. If I'm not wealthy or in a position to help myself, I can't help somebody else. So again, change your mindset. Change your mindset. I'm going to go ahead and get into my teaching today. On Wednesday, I don't do too much music plan, keep it in Halloween. We're not going to do that on Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm going to teach you. Wednesdays are a lot of changing days. And you're calling into the radio station right now to hear music and to hear things of that nature and haha, we do. Wednesday's not your day. Call back on Mr. Blow. Call back on Pam's wife. Call on her mind because Wednesday, I think, is important to teach on people. I think it's very important to uplift and really teach. Okay? So, y'all got the pen and piece of paper, right? Now, y'all need a couple more minutes, okay? You got to get pen and piece of paper. Don't be lazy. Get the pen and piece of paper. Princess Nina, get the pen and piece of paper. DJ J. Prince, get the pen and piece of paper. Carl, I see you on the line. Get the pen and piece of paper. You online? Okay, I see you online. Grab a note. Get your phone and get notes. Okay, grab the pen and piece of paper. We're going to get into budgeting. I want to teach you guys how to budget. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to get into financial management. For some of those who always know me, you know I've been in banking for the last 10 years off and on. I've been in finance. Keep going back and forth for that job security sometimes. Job security just calls me sometimes. But I want to get into financial management because I noticed as a financial advisor, a lot of people or poor people don't have money because they don't really know who's controlling it. And they allow other things and other people to control their money. They don't know where their money goes, they don't know what they need, but it's lack of financial education. So I'm going to get into budgeting. Why budget? Why? You know, what budget? And I know about budgeting. Yes, you do. But let's go back to the basics. We got to take you back. Let's start budgeting. So at the top of your paper, I want you to write budgeting. Okay? I want you to draw a line down the middle of your paper. Okay, and on the right side, I want you to put my expenses. On the left side, I want you to put my income. Budgeting is a choice, choosing how to use your money. Knowing what your income and expenses is every month helps you take control of your financial situation. Okay? Some of y'all are going to be looking right now and like, I know what a budget is. I know how to do a budget. Then you may know how to do the budget, but are you really applying the budget? Budgeting prepares you. I like to bring out four different areas. One, keep track of your daily spending. Two, determine your monthly income and expenses before you leave. That's an important thing right there. When I get to talking about credit, that's an excellent tool for credit. Knowing your income and expenses before they are due. Because if you pay your bills when they are due, you're late. Let me say that again. If you pay your bills when they are due, if rent is due on the first, and you come, well, I got into the fifth. You're late. Okay? If you pay it on the first, you're late. Early is on time. For those who work in the corporate America, we know they say, if you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time. Budgeting is the same way. The next thing is find ways to decrease your spending. That's the third thing. Find ways to decrease your spending. Fourth is find ways to increase income. Now, this may sound a little redundant, dependent, You people, you know, I'm glad that I'm not asking people this, because everybody's going to say, yes, I know that you need this one to go over. But what is really income? What is income? Income is all the money or all the things you have coming in. Income exemptions can be child support, earned from a salary, that's your job, disability, social security, food stamps, that's not the income. Income. So on that side, on the left side, I want you to write down all your income. Maybe you get child support, I want you to write down child support, and I want you to put the number, the amount you get by it. I want you to put down your job wages after deduction. Not your growth, but your net. Growth is what do you get paid before deduction. Net is after deduction. Meaning after they take out your taxes, your health insurance, whatever they take out from your paycheck, that's your net, the remainder of your benefits. And now that may seem a little redundant, some people say, hey, I know what that is, others don't. But I'm going to tell you, no question is done. I would rather look crazy asking one question and feel embarrassed than walk around for life being embarrassed. And that's what we do sometimes. We seem to, depending on our age, we assume that we should know things at a certain age. And when we don't know these things, we become embarrassed. So instead of asking questions, we just say, quiet, I have my hands. Y'all know me. You in a conversation, you use some nice vocabulary. They smile and nod. They know what you mean. But they don't. But they don't want to say the hell what you mean because they don't want to seem stupid. Or another time would be, they don't want to be embarrassed. But I would rather be embarrassed one time than to go through life continuously being embarrassed because I don't know something. So if I'm covering something and you don't know what I mean, please, don't hesitate to text us. Don't hesitate to call. Don't hesitate to email with the questions and concerns. Because of the time, I'm going to kind of speed through it because, you know, we all know how to show. So, I hope you have all your income. Hope you have all of that. Now, on the right side is the expenses. I want you to list all your expenses. And I want you to be realistic. I want you to put down your rent, mortgage, car insurance, table, light bill, water bill, health bill, after school activities, whatever you pay on a monthly basis, alarm, table, I want you to write that down. And I want you to be as accurate as possible. So when I say what's your light bill or your water bill, things that fluctuate, I want you to give you the average. How do you get the average? You take three bills. And you add them all and you divide it by that number. So 23, that's going to give you your average. I want the average amount. And it is important when you set the budget to be as accurate as possible. Don't round up, don't round down. I need you to be as accurate as possible. So I want you guys to go ahead and get all of it. Hair, you do this. If you like me, you get your hair, nails, and stuff done, that is an expense. Gas, I want you to list all your expenses. List them all down. Name them, and then write it down. So on the right column, you got expenses. On the left, you got income. Now, some of y'all have a lot of things that you can now, so it may take you a while. Okay? But I'll keep going. Now, you can replay the expenses, you'll come back to it. Now, some of you, you're looking at your paper, and you're realizing, my expenses way more than my income. That's enough for you to believe you are sick. I want you to believe that. That's your belief. That's your belief being taught. Because based on your paperwork, you shouldn't be where you at. You know, some of us, based on our credit score, based on circumstances, we shouldn't be where we at. So that's enough belief. That's a belief. Well, when I said belief has to be taught, that's another teaching. If you're looking at your paper right now and your expenses tumble on your income, that's belief right there. Because somehow you're doing it. Against the black and white, you're doing it. That should be a confirmation to somebody that belief is a tool in wealth. Okay? Now, if you're at that point, that's okay. We can all be. And if I really get down with mine, I'm probably there right now. But hey, we're going to work through it. We're going to work through it. Now that you know your expenses and you know your income, let's go to the expenses first. You have to ask yourself, how can I decrease my expenses? How can I decrease my expenses? What are some tips? What are some things I can do to decrease? Maybe if your light bill is high, maybe you should start using energy efficient light bulbs. Maybe you should unplug everything you need. Ask yourself, challenge yourself to decrease. Not tomorrow, but today. How can I decrease it? And when I do my budget next one, I should be able to see a difference. How do I decrease it? So decreasing things. Yeah, let's start actually driving places for this thing. What I mean by that is, if you like me, I live in Walmart, Target. I live in stores like this. I probably go here somewhere and think I'm coming for a field trip, okay? 2-3 times a day. Oh, I forgot this. Oh, I forgot this. Oh, man, we need this. We need this. And I start going back to these places. That's not when I say go to places for a purpose. Let's prepare. Let's write down a list. Walmart, this is everything I need. But when we go there, it reduces the continuation of going, which takes some gas. Shop around for your car insurance. See, do you really have the lowest rate? Some of these expenses we can decrease. Cable. Ask yourself, are you really using cable? Do you need cable? Can you Netflix and chill? Can you Netflix and chill? Can you use the hotspot on your cell phone that you're always paying? Do you need internet to the summer? Start asking yourself, how can I decrease my expenses? Okay, now we're going to go to income. Now, the income part is hard for people who are one of these people that like job security. Because in job security, if you're only making an hour and there's no commission, there's a tax on the amount of money you can make. So I encourage you, if you need job security, to get a base pay, but also not only get a base pay, also see if you can get some commission. Can you take a second job? I don't know, you know, your situation, but can you take a second job? Then I want to challenge you to ask yourself, what is my skill? What are the skills that I have? What am I good at that I can exchange for money? Example, some women have a 9-to-5 and you can do hair. So maybe you can increase your income column by doing some hair. Some men are very handy around the house. Maybe you can increase your income column by doing some handiwork. Maybe you know how to, as a male or a woman, I'm not buying. Maybe you know how to fix on a car. Maybe it may not be your preference, but maybe you do know how to do this. Maybe that's one of your skills. Maybe you can play a musical instrument. How can you transfer a skill, your God-given talent, to acquire an income to increase your income size? Back in the old days, should I say, you would have 2 incomes. That would be an increase in income because you had a job, your spouse has a job as well. They're bringing in some income, you're bringing in some income as well. So that was one of the ways, cohabitate was one of the ways people increase their income. Some people today use roommates to increase their income. How can you increase your income? And the most important thing about increasing income is still decreasing expenses. You know, some of us live in a time we feel, okay, if I make $6,000 a month, I can afford that the house loan probably on 18 months, I can afford that. I can afford this $1,000 car note. I can afford these 2 million things that you join. But can you really afford that? Is that really what you need to be doing if you're trying to acquire wealth? And then ask yourself, how can I create passive income? How can I let my money work for me? How can I do it? Now, some of were thinking, like, I just told you I ain't got no money. How am I going to invest or start a business and I don't have any money? Well, let me give you a little trick of the bank. Some of you guys, you have 401k. Tell me you broke. I don't have any money. But you got a 401k. That's money. You got a credit card. That's money if you know how to use it. That's money. And you're going to say, how? How? You got money in your bank account that's sitting there doing nothing. What can you take and invest in that's going to give you a return? Now, remember, I told you at the beginning to change your mindset. Because a lot of people are sitting there like, what? You want me to gamble on my money? I can't do that. But that's because you're in a poor person's mindset. Remember, the rich people are going to say, how can I create? How can I have my money work for me? Let me ask you a question. Let me get a little deeper. Who owns Wells Fargo? I know that answer because I worked for him. But if you had never worked for him, who owns Wells Fargo? I would. Who owns Bank of America? Who owns Chase Bank? Who owns these banks? We don't know. But yet it's still, you say, yes, the master, take my money, hold my money, charge me for you to put my money. And wherever you are here, you go to the bank, they charge you 10, 15, whatever the monthly service fee is, to put your money into their bank so they can take your money and flip it. And whenever somebody hands you, most of y'all don't know how banks get money and how it works. As a bank manager, my job is to sell you services. My job is to entice people to get them to bank with us and to sell them more services. Because it is a fact if you have more than one thing with us, if you have a savings, we call it profit. If you have a savings and you don't want my kids to stay with us, that's my job, to sell you on profit and to encourage you to put your money in our bank. Right? You're still with it. Okay. So, you're paying a fee to have the bank account. So, that's already you paying somebody to hold your money that you don't know because I just asked you who owns Wells Fargo, who owns Chase Bank. You didn't know anything. So, you just made a stranger. You not only gave them your money, you paid them to hold your money and you don't even know their name. Now, let me tell you what the bank going to do with your money. I'm going to go up and I'm going to say, okay, you put the money in that account with profit. Somebody else needs a loan. I'm going to take your money and loan it out and collect interest on the money you paid me to put in your account. What? That don't make any sense to y'all, right? But this is what y'all do every day. Now, then you're going to say, well, I got a savings. How much interest are you getting right now? The average savings CD account, 0.2% interest? That's nothing. Then the bank is going to tell you that you can access your money between this hour and this hour. Why? Because in the United States, this is operating between this hour and this hour. But they may be funding it and funneling your money overseas and they're still open while we close because of different time zones. So you can access your money between this and this time. I'm going to tell you how much money you can take out at one time. And any time you put money in here, I don't want you to explain to me where this money came from, and I have the authority to hold your money. And you don't even know my name. But yet, when a fellow classmate or a person come up to you and they say, do you invest into my dream? I'm trying to start a business. I'm trying to do this. I got the wheel. I got the knowledge, but I'm missing the cash, the capital that it takes. Or I got a business, but I need some more money to do some marketing. We stop. We look at them crazy. I don't know you ain't getting money. But yet it is. We at the bank. We don't know them, but we're getting our money, and we're also paying them to hold our money. Now, in the bank, what I do is I take all the money and I leverage it. I leverage it to make other money. And I charge people interest on money that ain't even mine. Because I'm getting as a bank advisor, if I have two, let's keep it back. If If I got two customers, they all got $2,000, that's $4,000. So I go to somebody and I say, I can give you a loan of $2,000, but I want $4,000 back. I want to double it. You, the person who needs the loan, says, okay, no problem. How much money did the bank put up for it? No. What did the bank gain out of an additional $2,000? Plus, you can't even put the money in the bank. Now, when I'm in some of y'all head, it's okay. I'm going to bring it back to you. Not at this time, but I want you to think about this. So when you say to me, I don't have money, I got 401k. You got 401k, money that you're paying into. Yeah, they see it, they're going to charge you interest. They're going to give you penalties, and they're going to tell you when and how to do that. I think we're getting tense. That's what I think. I think we're getting tense, and we don't even know it. You're getting tense. But you know what, why you don't know that? Because you're in a poor person's state of mind. You're not in a rich person's state of mind yet. You're not in a wealthy person. Because a wealthy person is going to be their own bank. They're not putting money in bank. They're becoming their own bank. They're turning banks against each other to say, hey, bank gave you, I got a line of credit from the bank. Not my money. The bank gave me $50,000. And I'm going to go put this $50,000 that the bank gave me, and I'm going to put $25,000 to another account and ask another bank to double that because I put $25,000. That's what wealthy people's minds say is. But as poor people, our minds say is to hold it. We think if we hold it tight, it's going to do something. It's not going to help you. The beginning I told you, the American dollar is appreciated. Continuously depreciated. The amount that your grandparents maybe paid for a house. The pay period, you go for the $600,000 worth of money, $1 million worth of money, hell, $10,000 worth of money, because it could be stressed out if you can buy so much. Now, my question to you is, I can spend $1 million in 2 hours, really 15 minutes, because I could buy one house. $1 million is no money on me. $10,000 ain't no money. Now we're all trying to get bills. So the American dollar keeps continuing to depreciate. Why are you holding it so tight? Why? Because that's a poor person's state of mind. Poor people's state of mind is to continue to hold their money. Rich people's state of mind is to throw their money back in the universe and they just want. That does not mean take all your money out the bank and just give it to anybody. No. You must be wise in every decision. But what I'm saying to you is don't be afraid to invest into other people and invest into yourself. That goes back to the belief. People say they believe in me. I got this, I'm doing it. In the entertainment industry, a lot of people come up to me. And I had this conversation with my coworkers before. Why do they want me to put them on? Why should I take my money and throw it to you? What part of the game is this? And can I sign up for somebody to do it for me? And I really didn't understand the state of mind as to why somebody would even come up and say, hey, can you put my CDA, can you put me on the radio? Hey, can you do this for free? If you don't invest into you, why should I? I'm confused as to why people present themselves half. Pardon my French, but half that. I'm confused. I'm baffled. But I realized I was baffled because my state of mind is not of a poor person. My state of mind is different from their state of mind. They still trying to trade time for money. They still want everybody else to work, and they do nothing. But yet instead, these are the same people that have bank accounts and being picked out and don't even realize that they're being picked. These are the same people that don't have money to get CDs pressed up. As an artist, you want to be an artist, you don't have money to spend to perfect your craft. But you got going on. But you're in the strip club doing money. These are the same people, women, that get taxed $5,000 to $10,000 in mortgage for a day. These are the same people that cry about can't pay this, can't pay that. But yet and see it, like the chorus says, it's just going and going. But you don't have any money to invest into education. You don't have any money to invest into how can I get passive income. You don't have any money to invest into real estate, but you've been wanting to do real estate forever. But you know real estate is an avenue to get passive income, one of the quickest ways to becoming wealthy. But you don't have money for that. But you got Michael Ford on. But you're styled with your hair and nails stay done, but you don't have money to invest into things that can make you money. You're the same person that's saying, I got it. My homegirl is here. She's good. She can do it at the house. But you don't have money to invest into a salon with her. You don't have that money, though. You're the same person that has friends that's doing so much. Oh, my friend, he's good. He rad. Oh, my other friend, and you got so many talented people around you. But you don't have no money to invest. But you got everything. See, that goes back to you all who hang around. As to why I say hang around people that can help you, or at least people that already is where you're trying to get. Because when you hang around the people that are not like that, they're the same people that's like, man, he's talented. What? I had $1 million. But before you can get $1 million, you gotta get $1,000. Before you can get $1,000, you have to get some hundreds. Before you can get hundreds, you gotta get 20. Before 20, you have to get 10. Before 10, you have to get 5. Before 5, you have to get dollars. Before dollars, you have to get change. It is leveled to this. Who are the same people that's telling you why they can't? I'm a victim of circumstances. I can't do this. I can't do that. Them are your definition of non-believers. They don't believe in themselves, and they damn so don't believe in you. So why are you constantly around these people? Why? Them are some of the people that tuned on to the car and hung up. Because we want to talk about the latest gospel. We want to talk about what Love and Hip Hop Atlanta was doing. What Real Housewives of Atlanta was doing. We weren't talking about what the strippers do. I'm not saying he's just telling you to go take your ass for cash. Give them the same people that clips like, you know what, I ain't got time for this today. And they clicked off of it. Them are the same people that children are dying. Them are them people. Them are the same people that have families behind bars. Remember what I told you, your family hands lives on your hands. It is time to wake up and let's self-educate ourselves. Let's get up. Let's actually take this exercise seriously. Get income. Write it down. Expenses. Write it down. Change your mindset. If you already know this, why aren't you applying? You know, I've been knowing how to do a budget, I think, since third grade. I have just really begun to actually start applying the budget consistently. You know, some of our problem is we're not consistent. We don't consistently do things. We say one thing, we do something different. So let's let our actions and our words line up, and let's be consistent. Consistent. There's no difference between the millionaire and you besides they can believe. They believed in themselves. They changed their mindset. They became consistent. They're consistent. They not only speak into existence, but they actually get it done. That's my message for today, is budget. Budget, budget, budget. Learn how to budget. How can we maximize our income? How can we bring some more income? How can we decrease some things? How can we maximize? How can we decrease some things? Can we live without certain things? I want to go ahead and play you guys a song to close out, because if you know me, I'm passionate about, I can keep going forever, ever, forever, ever. So I'm going to go ahead and play you a song, and then I'm going to come back as soon as as this song come off, but we're going to wrap it up.
You want to get turned up? You want to see who's next to blow?
You should.
All right. Well, I do thank my co-host, Ms. Pan, Pan's Box. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on her social sites, because you got to get her numbers up. Pan's Box on IG. Again, that's Pan's Box on IG. I have no IG for you guys to follow. Again, no IG to follow, but you can follow the company IG at swagradio.us. Again, that's swagradio.us. That's our website as well as our IG, swagradio.us. You can follow us on Facebook as well as Snapchat at Swag Radio. Now, I must warn you guys, the founders are out of town, so we'll look slow on the Snapchat, okay? But the Instagram is popping and the Facebook is popping. We did do a live on Facebook. So that's Swag Radio. We went live today. So if you want to see my flow today, you can go to the Facebook at Swag Radio. Again, that's Swag Radio. If you missed this or you want to forward this or you're tuning in and you want to come back because you didn't catch the whole one, go to our website and listen to it at www.swagradio.us. And you can Bluetooth that and play it in the car as you're driving to work. So there's no excuse why you didn't hear this. And again, stay tuned for Pan's Box Friday at 7 is the next show. Pan's Box Friday at 7, next to Blow. Next week, Tuesday, I believe, we'll have Mr. B. Antonio. He will be talking about love and hair. Yes, and he's not gay, ladies. Love and hair. Mr. B. Antonio, love and hair. Shout out to my New York people, my New Jersey people. You already know about B. Antonio. So if you already know him, you know he's all the way up. So you don't want to miss Hair and Love. That's Tuesday. We have Pan's Box Fridays. Oh, yes. And Thursday, we're going to have the lovely Duchess. Thursday. And Throwback Thursday, DJ Brad. Throwback Thursday, DJ Brad. And then Monday, we have... Well, no, that is a Thursday. Monday we have not Breakfast Club, but Brunch Club. That's when us all the way up. Everybody, every radio personality, we will be in the same place. So if you guys have been tuning in, we all have different personalities, so I promise you it will be a must tune in. Again, I thank you guys for listening to me. This is Wind Down Wednesday. This is knowledge and teaching. When you want to turn up, you tune in Thursday, Friday, or Tuesday. Oh, yeah, it's Sunday. The founders will be back on where we're waiting anxiously to see what they got to say about their summer vacay. They must have a lot because they've been off all MIA the whole summer. So we look forward to hearing from them. And remember, guys, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. I'm going to take it out without saying some. Pans Box, do you have anything to say, co-host, before we get out of here?
All right, y'all. I know y'all enjoyed Ask for Mama with for the how to make it happen. You know, let's get this money. Put some dust in a row, right? I hope you guys listen very carefully, have your pens and your papers out, and please stay tuned for next Bless with the girl and the girl.
8 and 7. This is TJ Swag Radio. Take breaks on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot news. shake for kids only.